Good morning and welcome to the Wild Wednesday. Welcome to the show. I am Miss Nadia and this is Nadia's World. And yes, we have quite a couple of things to get into today. Okay, so let's get started. Fashion's biggest night on to a close. So you guys remember in the last episode I told you guys about the Met Ball that was held this past Monday. So the theme for it was Sleeping Beauty Fashion Awakening. And let's just say a lot of awakenings happened. For certain stars that came out, like I said, Anna Wintour, who pretty much kind of gives you, is probably the who's who of letting them in. And we know Anna Wintour is fashion editor elite. Okay, and she is usually the one that chooses the chosen to come into her affair. Okay, so of course the guest that arrived and were co-hosting with her, of course I said, was Zendaya, Bad Bunny, Jennifer Lopez, and someone else I forgot to mention, but those three I definitely have on the palette. The styles were rare. Tyla, her dress was made of complete sand. She had to be carried upstairs because the dress was so tight. Kim Kardashian wore a corset that pretty much we didn't even get to waist it. Her waist was not seen nor checked. Okay. Rihanna wasn't able to make it because she pretty much had the flu. So, you know, that was unfortunate. Many other arrangements on the floor, pretty much from flowers. Doja wore something that was sticking to her body that pretty much we know what Doja does. She's never going to follow the style of her. She has a style all her own. Course. Others that were seen hitting the red carpet as well, Janelle Monáe with a very revealing but eye-popping number. Zendaya also did a number two change, and she pretty much wore a very long long gown, I think from if I'm not mistaken, Jean Galliano. And she wore an arrangement of flowers and headpiece, which looked adorable. Cardi B wore a black long train of a dress that had to have eight people, okay, eight handlers for this. And yes, might I add, she did make her return. So yes, so that's the chapter closing. So we can't wait until next year's Met Ball and see what everybody else does. And maybe Rihanna will make her grand return. So yeah. All right, moving right along, shall we? Britney Spears. I was supposed to air something with her on the last episode. But this time around, most of us think that, you know, Britney is ranging off the rails, which technically she's not. But in this last arrangement, this ain't Britney's fault. Okay. So this happened, I think, a week or two ago at the Hotel Marmont. Pretty much, paramedics were called. It was about an issue that happened around 10:30. They said that, you know, they heard a lot of commotion, and it was a female assailant with a guy. Okay. Past 12:30, the paramedics had to be called again. Due to the fact that a female was in distress. Come to find out, it was Britney Spears. Britney Spears was seen walking with a blanket around her. She had on boy shirts and she was barefoot. And pretty much, she was seen, you know, visibly upset. What sources said that it was an issue between her and her boyfriend. Which turned out not to be that much true. Britney pretty much gave us an analysis on her social media page the very next day about her, you know, playing around, goofing around. She was doing, I think, a dance number or whatever have you. And unfortunately, it pretty much went awry and she messed up her ankle pretty damn bad. So again, pretty much after everything came out, she pretty much released a statement saying that her mom knew about this and this is what went down before when the whole conservatorship happened and things of that nature. So again, she pretty much put that out there on her social media platform, which I think, I'm not sure if that's still on, that's still up. I don't know if she took it down or not. But again, she pretty much got on her social media page the very next day to kind of give people an update. And as you can probably see, her ankle was swelled up really, 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 really bad. Like, now she announced that she has to have surgery. Pretty much, I think she broke or sprained. I wouldn't say sprained, but it feels like the way you see it, it's like she really fractured or broken something in her ankle. So yeah, she's due for surgery pretty much now. As far as her new boyfriend is concerned, reports are coming out that this man fathers 10 kids. And the mother of one of those children have been very vocal about him. That he doesn't pay child support. That he's pretty much a deadbeat. I think his name is Paul. He pretty much doesn't pay child support at all. He has little jobs here and there. His mom lives in, you could say, the ritziest part of town in Los Angeles. So yeah, this his child's mother is not very keen on him. And for him to have other kids as well as hers, yeah, it's not looking too good. And now you're, you know, dating Brittany. So are you trying to get a leg up? She called him the EBT, the Nick Cannon of EBT. I'm like, very explosive, very much so. But I will say this. I'm hoping that he's not clinging to Brittany because of who she is. Because let's talk about this. Brittany right now, I'm not sure how her finances, how her finances are at this currently time, at this current present time. I'm sorry. I don't know how her finances are. She pretty much is not going back in entertainment no time soon. Her book is a number one bestseller. Let's not even talk about that part. Okay. I wouldn't even be surprised if that book was still flying off the shelves today as we're talking. But she's not going back to singing and dancing no time soon. She's chilling. She pretty much is in a space right now where she just wants to relax and breathe and kind of, you know, go back to her normalcy. As she should. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully this Paul guy is not in it for any type of comedic relief, or is trying to gain something with just being the next Mrs. Spears or whatever have you. I'm just hoping he remains a boyfriend and not something else. But, you know, you never know in Hollywood. Weird. But let's just hope he doesn't end up that way. And hopefully Brittany will get better. Okay, moving right along. Okay. As far as the beefs are rolling on, let's just clear the air here. Okay, right now, currently, Not Like Us, sorry for that pause, Not Like Us is number one global on Spotify. Okay, Kendrick is making waves in streaming that have been unprecedented. Excuse me, that have been unprecedented, and with this track right here, unprecedented. Okay, so with that being listed, also, I'm not saying if things went too far, it kind of did, because now Drake's OVO store in London got vandalized. Someone in his camp, I think a security staff member or a bodyguard, got injured the other day in Canada, where his residence is. They shot at this man about 3 times. Okay. Even to the point where it got broadcasted over here on the local news. Let's just say a certain veteran reporter had a blunder. Instead of calling him a rapper, he mistakenly said raper, which we all know in Not Like Us does appeal to the fact of allegations, allegedly, that, you know, Drake has been doing pedophilia activity. So yeah, on the reporter's behalf of making that blunder, we know that that probably was a mistake. He kind of got a little bit flustered. We don't know. It wasn't being shady on the nightly news. But as his co-worker, she kind of went, and y'all know what channel news I'm talking about. So, yeah. Wow. This is taking interesting effect. And like I said, for us as viewers, we just need to sit back and just watch. Not even pay too much attention. So now another disagreement has spewed with JT from the City Girls and Sukihana. Sukihana just released this morning cocaine, spewing things about how JT used to do the, if you know what I mean, and other such interesting imagery. But also JT, also on her track OK, which is doing well up the charts, also kind of made some accusations and some jabs thrown at Sukihana. So you already know, once you throw jabs, once you come for the head, once you come for a person's neck, you already know it's gonna get wrecked. So yeah, hopefully it won't go too far, but you never know. I mean, again, when you're doing a diss record, it's definitely all hands on deck. Nothing's off limits. And yeah. But yeah, I just feel that with with so much going on this year, and we're like right in May, it's been a lot that has been coming out, especially when we love to hold up the word truth. And I mean, in these records, there's been a lot of truth served. And with a lot of entities in this industry, there's been a lot of truths that been spilled and that been served and that been kind of keep one eye open and all types of things going on. It's just, dang, how much more can we take? And we're just not, I'm not saying we're just getting started. I mean, it's just rolling and rolling and rolling. So I think next year, I think we all just need to breathe. I mean, we just need to inhale, exhale, and just relax and release. Because there's a lot going on, and we're in May right now. So yeah, yeah, there's a lot more to come. Stay tuned. So yeah. Okay, so we're going to roll right into this one. And this one kind of speaks a little bit for me. A bit. This is just to me, and I'm not sure whether you agree or disagree. That's fine. I think when it comes to parenting, there are no rules. There are no guidelines. There are no pamphlets. There are no self-help books. There's nothing that could prepare you for parenthood. Nothing. Let me repeat that. There is nothing that prepares you for parenthood. You follow through. Sometime you wing it. You're flying off the seat of your pants. Whoever don't know that line, if you don't have Southern peoples who can tell you what that means, it is what it is. You're doing things way off the fly, right off the fly. You're not so much understanding, but you're going in humbling. You're going in with however kind of transgression, but you're also learning from whatever transpires. And every child is different. Every child is not the same. You will have a child that's easygoing. You may have a child that's a little bit difficult. You may have a child that wants to test you. You might be smooth sailing in the beginning, and then they start to get rough waters, and then it starts to be way out of control, or it starts to be rough waters. It starts to be a little bit off the rails, and then they're smooth sailing. And now with so many elements and so many, you could say, with so many elements and other levels of things that kind of play into the nuances of parenthood and to children. It's a lot that goes into it now. And then, of course, there's social media. Of course, there's music. Of course, there's outside influences. Of course, there's the stereotype, the societal roles, and all types of ying in the ear. And I will tell anyone, and I will say this, y'all, it's one thing when we respect others on a level of not trying to invade, not trying to overstep, not trying to get involved, and keeping a mute and keeping quiet, to whereas you have others who feel like they want to insert themselves, infringe themselves, give falsities, advertisement stabilities, and seeing in their own right, or taking or running with something of a piece of something and just directing the whole narrative instead of learning to shut up, listen, and really dissect each and every piece, and learning to not, if it has nothing to do with you, or if it don't fly, if it don't apply, let it fly. Not everybody wants to hear your take or your analysis on parenthood. And not to be funny, and anybody can take this the wrong way or whatever, do what you do. No one cares. Like I said, there is no handout, no skill book or anything to tell you how to be a parent. It ain't none, honey. Ain't no self-help tape, ain't no CD, ain't no ebook, ain't no computer, ain't no no, it's not. Ain't no YouTube, no nothing. It ain't. I'm sorry. Hate to forewarn you. There's nothing that prepares you for parenthood. You go through the ups, the downs, the in and outs. It's like a ride straight to hell, straight to heaven, straight in between, loops, turns, you name it. But you do it. You do it with ease. You do it with caution. You do it with guidance. You do it with every bit and ounce you got until there's none left. And parenthood just don't go on until the person is of 18 years old or 21 years of age. No, parenthood is forever. Ever until one hits the ground or turns from ashes to dust, or both of y'all hit that out of here. That's it. Parenthood is forever. It's not until that child hits alleged adult age, and the adult age is 21. It's not 18, it's not 20, it's 21. That's a legal element in all 51 52 or 50 states, whatever you go by. You are legal in all of these states. That is adulthood. That is 21. You're able to vote. You're able to shoot, smoke, kill, whatever you want to do. But you will be charged at the highest stature of the law. The end. To me, that's adulthood. When you hit that 21 mark on your birthday, you are legally, bindingly an adult. And the parenthood does not stop once you hit an adulthood. You're still parenting that child, because the child is still going to want that guidance from you, especially when it's time to make adult decisions, whether it involves children, whether it involves marriage, or the day-to-day. They still need their parent. And I'll tell you that. I'm of my particular age, and I still want my parent here. And he's no longer here. And that part hurts each and every day he's not here. And that's my dad. So, there's no parent, there's no book on parenting. Just like there's no books on how to be a kid. And I've been both. There isn't none. You do what's best, you do the best you can, but what you're given and what you got and what you're trying to adhere to, that's all you can do. And listening to outside interferences and other people, you got to block. It's not even about blocking that out. You can't pay attention to the nuances, because, again, no one can give you an iota on how to be a parent. And again, I think folks need to mind their business when it comes to how others parent. If they mind their business, you need to mind yours, too. Give and take. respected, because not everybody wants to hear your take on parenthood, and you're not the spokesperson for it either. So learn to be quiet, mind your damn business, or better yet, stay the hell up out of it. It'd be easier and better that way in life, no pun intended. But yeah, I hate to go off the rails like that, but it's true. But let's just jump into this, why I'm going to make sure it all ties together. So, okay. Brian McKnight. When it comes to Brian McKnight, we know he is the Sultan of Soul. We know his R&B hits. We know his albums. But as of lately, it ain't been all good for him. Okay? Like I said, my very classic album, and I know y'all gonna be like, it's back at one. No, that's a dirty lie. That's a dirty lie. His classic album for me is I Remember You from back in 1995. Now, don't get it twisted. He had some stuff. I wish that whole entire album got played on the radio. But maybe one of his hits, Crazy Love, got played. And that was on the Jason Lyric soundtrack. But I mean, every hit on that album should have been played on the radio. That's just my opinion. But mostly y'all know all his hits. Like I said, Crazy Love, One Last Cry, Back at One, Stay or Go. Yeah, whatever. But my jam and my joints is I Remember You. That whole freaking album. I'm just saying. So, like I said, Brian's been now known for his private life more than his professional life as a musician. So what transpired? Okay, tie this into this. Okay, when it comes to Brian McKnight, we know as far as we know, he's been vocal when it has been on his children's expense. Now, as far as we're concerned, we know that Brian biologically has four kids. Okay, he has two from his ex-wife, and one from prior relationship, and now with his current wife, they also have a child together. Okay, with his current wife, he does deal with his stepkids, and he does list them as his children also, which is fine, along with their brother, which is his biological child, as he should. Now, with his previous children who are biologically his, in previous years, or as long as he's been in the industry, we really haven't heard too much about his daughter, and I'm surprised. But we've heard about his sons, BJ and Miko, and Nico. We've heard about them. You've been under a rock if you haven't. BJ and Miko are very well known in the industry as well, and they know quite a few people in the industry as well. Of course, duh. When you grow up in the industry, you happen to know other entertainers because they've known you as children, and they see you now and with his sons being adult men, of course. Now, as far as his daughter Brianna is concerned, we didn't even know. I never knew that. And I, like I said, I was a hardcore Brian McKnight fan back in the day. Come on. And even I didn't know about that. But again, here we go. And here we are. Okay. So, over the years, I'm not sure what transpired. And like I said, Brian McKnight has been very vocal when it has come to his children. And saying, you know, what has transpired to a point. Now, again, his kids made their position and have stated on their claims on how they feel and whatever has transpired. And so has he. Now, again, we're not sure. And again, we have to look at it like this. There's many sides to a story. But what we're looking for and what shall prevail is the truth. So we have their sides, their takes, and your take. But again, what remains is the truth. So previously, let's go back a couple of times. I think I've also said this on a couple of episodes. Okay, what all transpired currently, or what has led into this? His son Nico is pretty much dealing with cancer. He's in stage 4 at this previous time. So his better half pretty much reached out to his father to let him know that, you know, she, you know, he's sick. He's really, really sick. She used all her resources and she needs the help. So Brian pretty much said that, you know, he tried to intervene and try to interject and make sure that he had the best care along with him and his wife, but they also wanted his son to stay with them. And this is when they say stay with them, that meaning to relocate where they're at so he can receive the help that he needs. Come to find out, Mom Julie stepped in and said that she didn't want his help and get it up out of here. Now again, we don't know why Julie stopped all of that production from happening. So pretty much Brian bowed out gracefully and said all we could do is pray for him. Again, we don't know the logistics on that, and we're not here to comment. I'm not here to comment because, like I said, I'm not the spokesperson for parenthood. I'm not. But I know as a child, if I know that I'm going through something terminally ill, that I know that, unfortunately, with cancer, you don't really get a chance to kind of survive it a bit. You know, again, I would want all hands on deck. I don't care if we're talking or not talking. As a parental advisory, as a child, I would want my parental advisory there. I don't care. You don't stop it because we got issues. This is bigger than you and me. I would want all hands on deck. That's just me speaking from a child existence. I would want all hands on deck because I may not be here too long. And I would want both my parental advisories to help me out because I need the help. This is bigger, like I said, this is bigger than you and me. And this is not about who's right, who's wrong. Right now, what I'm going through is wrong. And I shouldn't have it. So I would want both my parents, it's not even about putting anything aside, just working for the greater good to save me, to let me live. And then once I get to live, then y'all can go back to disliking each other or whatever. Y'all can go to y'all respectable corners. I'm just saying. Whatever. So, okay. Okay. Aside from that, Brian pretty much bowed out and said he'll pray for him. And that was that. Okay. I'm not sure if this recording came a couple of days. I'm not sure if this transpired days ago or whatever. So y'all all know Ricky Smiley, Mr. Comedian himself, radio morning show host. So Ricky Smiley pretty much released a statement on his social media platform, because he also he came across it, and he said that he saw Brian McKnight's kids, you know, talk to a therapist and pretty much kind of got a whiff of what has been transpiring lately. Okay, about how, you know, Brian pretty much said also, I've got to throw this in, that he pretty much said that his kids, his biological children, were made from sin. Because a viewer asked him, why does he claim, or why does he reach out to his biological children? He pretty much said that, you know, they're a prodigy of sin, and that's what their mothers raised. So that even sparked even more craziness coming his way. So again, Ricky Smiley got a wind of what transpired previously, but with them being in therapy and airing out their grievances and knowing that they are estranged from each other, his kids are estranged from him and he's estranged from his kids, knowing that the relationship is, they got bad blood, let's put it like that. Ricky Smiley pretty much wanted to just, you know, give his support and lend a hand to them and just say, you know, I'm here for you guys. If you need me, we could be extra, you know, we could be extra peremptory in your life. He never specified or got into the meat and potatoes about Brian or anything like that. It wasn't him picking a side either. He was just remaining mutual and just giving a helping hand, you know. But I just think with him doing it, broadcasting it widely, no, I don't think that was the best approach. I think that he should have did it on a private scale, definitely. And if you wanted to, you know, reach out to these moms, you could do that too. But I think at the end, these are adult children. These are adults. And I think you should have reached out to them privately, you know, one by one to kind of, you know, to kind of give a little extension and things of that nature. So, I mean, Ricky Smiley meant well. He wasn't, like I said, he wasn't on the bashing tour. He wasn't coming from a place of malice intent. I think that he was coming off genuinely. And I mean, you know, Ricky Smiley has definitely been very open with what he's been going through on a personal level, because I do remember he did lose a child himself. So he understands what it's like to being a parent, what it's like to being a father, what is being an uncle, etc., etc., etc. So if he's definitely going to be in the corner or championing for these adult children, I do think that he does need to just be Justin. I think he does need to exude being genuine about the situation, not to get a leg up, not to invade, and just be a shoulder to lean on, and that's it. But handle it kind of off the side. So again, Tyrese. We all know Tyrese's story. Again, and this is what I say all the time, and this is what I've been saying pretty much. We are not the poster people for parenting. So folks should not insert themselves in something that does not involve them. So Tyrese pretty much gave his thoughts about the whole situation. And he specified that, you know, these are adult children and they should be able to deal with themselves. And, you know, a parent can only do but so much and things of that nature. And he just went, pretty much he went on about it. Probably, I wouldn't even say picking a side. He was pretty much on the side of how Brian feels. Granted. But again, you're not the poster child for parenting. And what's wrong is wrong, and what's right is right. And again, if you're not sure on the situation, I think that you need to go to the source, which is meaning not talk about it on social media, but talk about it with Brian. He'll probably fill you in or not. Or even here's a better choice. Stay out of it. It doesn't involve you. Okay, so Nico got wind of this, and Nico had a couple of choice words for Tyrese. He said, and I quote, he said, "When it comes to you R&B cats, I know that y'all all pick a side and y'all all stick together, and knowing that it's between pussy and power. But," he said, "I think that you need to figure out what's going on in your world and not involve yourself over here." And I agree. Like I said before, none of us are poster people for how parenting is supposed to go, how it's going to be, how it was, and anything of that nature. And if you have, you can't, and again, you can't throw stones at glass houses. Because again, we know Tyrese's story. We know that both of his girls, and he had in one relationship, his daughter, his first daughter, Samaya, I think. And in his second relationship, who he married, has another daughter. And not to be funny, he gets not along with both of the women. He does not get along with them. There's been a lot of back and forth and a lot of antics and a lot of craziness and stuff like that. So I agree full throttle with what Nico says. Again, you can't sit here and solidify someone who obviously both parties are estranged from people. And at the end of the day, this young man is sick. This young man is sick. and for him not to receive the best care, knowing that his father pretty much put it out there that he bowed out gracefully. To me, that's kind of sad. And again, you can't, again, if you're not really, like I said, if you really don't know the whole scope of things and you're running with one narrative and you're not looking at it from all sides, you can't comment. And that's what Tyrese is doing. You can't make assumptions on things that you don't know. And especially if you have things going on in your life, would you ever want someone, would you ever want someone inserting their views, their critiques, or anything in your life? I wouldn't think so. I would not think so. And this is pretty much what I'm summing up here. When it comes to parental advisory, we don't have all the answers. We don't know. And we don't want someone who doesn't know how we do it over here to imply themselves into it. If we have questions, we'll ask. Not you. We'll ask whoever we need to ask in our camp. So again, usually when you insert yourselves in people's situations when it comes to their kids, that will get you popped. That's the code. Not in the street. That's the code in general. Nobody wants to hear anybody's advice on parenting, especially if you're not in the organization of their camp. And when I say the camp, that meaning if you're not their parent, if you're not that parent's parent or that parent's grandparent, they're not going to ask other people outside of that league. Just like I said, if I don't infringe on people's parentinghood, especially with me raising my child, like I said, the only person that I relied on and asked questions about as it related to an upbringing was my dad. Because my dad raised me. So why would I not ask him questions about how parenthood is supposed to go when I'm raising my child? He's the best source because he raised me. I'm not asking for outside interference or outside intrepidation or help. I got this. I've been had it. And if I don't got it, I ain't gonna get it. But I gotta get it. Does it take skill? Does it take definement? Does it take determination? Absolutely. And sometimes you don't know where you're going, but you get it done. And that's all that matters. So yeah. When it comes to what Nico said, I do agree with him. I do agree. You got to learn to mind your business and you got to stay out of things. Because again, with him fighting for his life, literally, that's the last thing you want to hear outside information about people. That's the last thing you want to hear. You don't want to hear people's opinion. The only opinion you want to hear, get well soon. Continue to fight. Cancer sucks. This is bull. And, you know, I'm hoping that you and your dad kind of can mend fences whenever that shall be. And if not, so be it. He's a grown man. And so is Brian. And I would think in this point that he would be able to kind of, I wouldn't even say put your differences aside, but just know that your child is out here fighting. And he's battling every day because cancer, I don't know what cancer feels like, but I know it ain't no joke. And I've seen it. I had people around me that, you know, dealt with that. And it's not pretty. And I'm not going to put them on blast either. But I do know of a relative that dealt with that. And it wasn't cool. And just seeing them go through that was just like, whoa. It's not cool. So, yeah. I just think when it comes to parenting in general, it's a rewarding, but it's also hard. It can be easy, but it can be a tad bit difficult at times. And like I said, there's no handbook. You're flying off the seat of your pants each and every day. You are called to action when you don't want to be called to action. Is it a battle? Yes, it is. You're being battle tested each and every day. You're making hard decisions right then and there. You're not even having time to think. You have to make that decision right then and there immediately. You are the chauffeur, the investigator, the designer, the fashionista, the cook, the disciplinarian. You are all these things morphed into one person. That's what being a parent is all about. And it's going off and seeing that individual that you pretty much raised up to be the best that they can be. And then they get to go out into the world and give the views and the opinions of what you put and channeled into them to be. But also making their minds up at a different pace. But they still look back and look at you and look to you for certain things. But also letting them do their own thing. Because you're preparing them for the world, which could be just a sad place. So, yeah. But, yes. I'm sorry, you guys, if I felt a little long-winded. But again, when it comes to people in general, I always take a stand-back approach. And there's things I don't put myself in. And when it comes to people's parental life and private life, I don't insert myself into that because I don't want nobody inserting themselves into my stuff. Because at the end of the day, I got this. Whether I got it or not, there remains to be seen. But trust and believe me, I got it. You're not me and I'm not you. And that's what makes us different. And I like it that way. The way you handle things are different, just as the way I handle things differently. And that's what makes us all different and unusual. Tad bit strange, but yeah, whatever. I like it like that. But yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that. So you guys enjoy the rest of your day. I will catch you guys on the next episode. I think that we are going, the next episode, I'm gonna probably tap into the news journalist. Because, honey, I found out some things on these network stations. Woo! These journalists, baby. A lot of things going on in the workplace that are kind of like, not cool. So, I think the next episode, we're going to be talking about these news journalists. Because, baby, I'm about to air some things out. Literally. Because what you think you watching, you don't really get to know what's really going on behind the scenes. And I found out some foul-ass things on these networks. I'm just saying, I'm doing my homework, so I'm going to give y'all all the tea. Okay? Definitely. Because it's disturbing. So, again, you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Stay safe. And until then, later.